And so you, a person like that, you'd say they had plenty of sense and could do everything, but they didn't have any what, would you say?
Didn't have a chance.
Would you say they had book learning or?
Mother wit. Had plenty of mother wit.
That's right, that's good. Okay, now suppose you got out of grammar school, you know, got out of grade school, and then you go to what? What's next after grade school?
Go to high school.
Okay, and then people sometime out of high school, they go on to what?
College.
Okay. Now let's see, we did that desk and all that. And suppose you want to get somebody to do something, say you want your husband to do something, so you're going to try to be real nice and be, you know,
yes,
just really talk. You're going to say, well, I'll just, you know, how you going to flatter him into it or talk him into it?
I'll say, well, I want you to do so and so for me, please.
And you say that you just sweet talk him into it?
Yeah, sweet talk him into it.
Of course, mine doesn't listen to me about half the time.
But you ain't about to say.
And suppose I said, Lord, don't you be, I'll tell you not to be shocked at this. I say, oh, don't be in surprise, or how would you say it? Don't be.
Don't be surprised what happened.
Yeah, don't be surprised what happened.
Say don't you be surprised what happened.
Okay, now suppose I said, wait just a minute. Oh, suppose I wanted to meet somebody and you said, well, and you knew him and I did, and I say, well, would you mind, would you please, let me meet them. How would I say that? Would you please,
please let me meet them. I have never met them before.
And then it'd say you were doing what to them? You were, what do you say, introduce or?
Introduce you to them.
Yeah, okay. And somebody say, I'll knock you down to them. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Then it says, now this talking about young people, you know, about courting and everything. If somebody is keeping company with somebody, what would you say? Would you say they were keeping company with her, or he was going with her, or what?
I'd say she was courting.
Yeah. Okay. And then she would call the boy her what?
Boyfriend.
That's right. And he would call her his?
Girlfriend.
Okay. And suppose they were, we went out, you know, and had a real nice evening and everything. He says, got ready to go home and got ready to come to the door and everything. He said, well, are you going to, good night, are you going to
kiss me good night?
Yeah. And then she kissed him good night and said, well, come on, let's just sit down over here. And so they sat over there and they were just going, hugging and going on. What would you say they were doing?
Hugging and kissing.
And smooching. It says, yeah, spooning and necking or something. And suppose he wanted her to go with him somewhere and she said she wasn't thinking about doing it, so she's getting tired of him anyhow, so
yeah.
She said, well, I'm just going, says, no, I can't do it, says, we just might as well not see each other anymore, what, like break up, or what would you say?
Call it a day?
Yeah, well, that's right. Okay, and then I suppose you went somewhere, say you went to church or something, and you didn't have a car, and somebody, a friend of yours came up, and he said, well, may I? What would you say? I mean, would he say, may I do what? And he's going to offer you a ride. He's going to say, may I?
May I take you home?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. We don't have to do any of that part. Now, suppose somebody wasn't feeling too good. They weren't feeling bad, you know, not bad enough to stand there, but they weren't feeling too good. You'd say they were what?
Puny.
Yeah, that's what I say too. And, okay, now suppose somebody says, well, for instance, Eve, you were saying what a nice, healthy-looking girl Eve was. You say she was a, what, fine-looking?
Fine-looking girl.
Okay. And now, let's see. Suppose somebody's real nice and everybody likes him. You say, oh, he's real.
Real nice.
That's
a nice person.
Yeah, admirable or pleasant or something.
Yeah.
Say he's the kind that always gets along with everybody. Would you say he was good?
Good condition.
Yeah, or good-natured or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.